Well, now allow me to officially say good morning and welcome to our weekly Kickstart Leadership Call. It's a privilege to be with you every Monday morning. My name is Josh Clark. For those of you who are brand new, and we have many that just joined us over the last few days, over the last week since our last leadership call, welcome, welcome. Glad to have you with us. Thank you for joining the Neoli family and joining our mission to make this world a healthier and a happier place by ending the trend of chronic disease. And I am only on this call because somebody cared enough to share these products with our family 25 years ago. I'm so grateful they did, and I'm so grateful, as I was telling somebody yesterday, that they didn't just share it once, that they continued to follow up, because it wasn't until 4 months later that my mother got started. My dad, in fact, told them at first, we're not interested. Have you ever heard that before? We're not interested. But 4 months later, my mother got started, and it completely turned her health around. She's in her 60s now, and thankfully, by God's grace, healthier than ever before. And we're so grateful to Neolife. She's running 10K road races, and I am passionate like you to pay it forward and to share Neolife with others. And today I have the privilege of serving as your Vice President of Sales for North America. And I have a few quick updates to share with you, and then we're going to jump in very quickly into some interviews. We're going to hear from people who had their best month ever. But before we get to that, I want to remind you that later on this afternoon from 1 to 3 o'clock, I will be doing a Getting Started Master Training, and that just simply means I'll be taking people through the Getting Started Guide on a webinar, walking them through that. And so whether you're new, whether you've been around for a long time and want to check it out, definitely go to neolifeevents.com and register to attend the webinar, and I look forward to seeing you. And certainly, as if you've already seen it, I encourage you to invite all your new promoters as they join, and I'd be happy to partner with you to help you as we train them and to take them through not only the Getting Started Guide, the 3 Daily Success Habits, but also the back of the book in the 4-step inviting formula, which completely turned my business around once I understood that. It made it fun. It made it fun instead of feeling like, it's like I was just selling something. I learned how to just make friends and do what I do naturally without feeling like I was selling. So hope you can join us for that. Love to see you. And then look forward to seeing some of you who are on the call today, these voices I heard at Leadership School later this week. So we are back. We rolled in late Saturday night. We're back in the Bay Area getting ready for Leadership School. Looking forward to seeing you. If you're not going to Leadership School this week, I want to encourage you, and you haven't been to Leadership School, we want to get you to a Leadership School later this year. The next one will be, we have two every year, and the next one is already, I know many are on track already to be at the one this fall. I hope that we'll fill it up, so definitely make sure you get you and your team on the track to Leadership School. It's so easy now. I get so excited about this because back in the past, you had to be a World Team member to go, which, you know, I've seen people step up to World Team in 6 months from the time they join. It's not that that's, too big of an obstacle, but we wanted to make it even easier so that all you need to do is 6 months of 4,000 points. You step up to director and then maintain it for 6 months. And not only do you get all the benefits that come along, the second month that you do director, you get $500 of free products. You know, the third month, if you do it consecutively, you hit Emerald Director and you get a car bonus. And then at 6 months, you get invited to Brassfield Estate Winery, a 3,000-acre winery nestled in the beautiful mountains around Clear Lake with beautiful vineyards stretching all around, incredible architecture, incredible foods, top chefs wining you and dining you. And we explore miles of caves underground that results in people just they're so inspired they start singing. It's incredible. And then panoramic views on the oldest lakes in North America, but the friendships, the relationships that come out of it, whether it's friendship, getting to know the owner and CEO and the scientist, or your fellow leadership classmates, and then the world team members and the rubies that we bring in. And this year we're bringing in a diamond is joining us. And so it's just an incredible, incredible, incredible experience. I hope to see you later on this year if you're not there this week. And so also, I want to congratulate all of you that are making February an absolutely amazing month. Most of you have already sold all the skincare you bought at the rally in January. Orders are flying out of the warehouse, and the transformation stories are circulating on the internet. Very exciting to see. Probably many of you saw my own brother's transformation 2 weeks after getting into skincare, freshman at Liberty College and Liberty University, and his face is night and day difference. But the best part is for the rest of us, not just clearing up acne, but helping us slow down the aging process, protect our skin from disease. In fact, even our skin is our largest organ, and so I know you're like me, starting your day out and loving it. So great job. Okay, we're going to jump right into recognition and then hearing from our panel. So I want to congratulate all of you who are on track, helping us end the trend by enrolling people in the Neolife Wellness Club as club members and promoters, and putting yourself into Achievers Club. It's a great measurement of the impact that you're having. And I also want to thank all of our International Presence Team members who are really focused on rolling up their sleeves and helping their teams get into this. And so we're going to start with Achievers Club 10. Barbara Mosley, Till and Patty Green, Nancy Davis, Maria, Miguel Torres, Kendra Brassfield, even our CEO out there, keeping it real in the trenches, doing it herself. David Sarigar, Beth Ray, Shelley and Brad Sheridan, Jennifer Christmas, Chris and Amanda Sheets, Patty and Jerry Kinder, Marlene Thompson, Ruth Carrera, Gerald and Joan Lehman, Allison Wilson, Micah and Brian Stimmett, Cynthia Zimpanta and Joseph Infante. And now we move into Achievers Club 15 and higher. Joe and Linda Peacock, Claudette Lockety, Martha Andrade and Sam Lara, Gene McEwen, Richard Johnston, Ada and Paolo DiJacopo, Chad and Janice Johnson, Rumel and Anderson Bubrun, Emily Hangsteffer and Aaron Hangsteffer. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I also want to recognize our top 20 that's going on right now in the top nine, and then, excuse me, in the first quarter, 90 days of winter. And so these are those who are going above and beyond, and they say, I'm not just going for 5 or 10 or 15, but I'm really going to take it to the next level and challenge myself to be among the top 20. And as we do that, more and more lives are being impacted. In 20th spot, we have Till and Patty Green, Patty and Jerry Kinder, Shelley and Gary Lazone, Flora and Richard Price, Claudette Lockaby, Ola Madsen, Gene McEwen, Kendra Brassfield, Richard Emily Johnston, Ruth Gahara, and then number 10, Jennifer Christmas, Shelley and Brad Sheridan, Gerald and Joan Lehman, Joe and Linda Peacock, Martha Andrade and Sam Lara, Chad and Janice Johnson in fifth place, and fourth place, Ada and Paolo DiJacopo, third, Rumel and Anderson Bubrun, second, Emily Hangsteffer, and first, Aaron Hangsteffer. So congratulations, again, above and beyond. Some of you called out twice. You deserved it. Great job. Okay, and now I am excited to recognize and hear from a handful of many who have, and I say many, that is no exaggeration, so many had a best month ever in the month of January. But we're going to hear from some of the world team members who had their best month ever. And so today will be world team members. Okay, and now we're going to start off with, I'm going to start off with a teacher. You know, I was telling somebody just the other day that, you know, when you look around what's happening in North America and the people who are growing the fastest, many of them aren't who you, if you're just brand new into this company, that you might first think would be your number ones, meaning they're not some, people think, well, I'm not a salesperson. Well, she is not a salesperson. I was telling someone the other day, it's teachers, it's plumbers, it's police officers. It's unbelievable. It's amazing. And we have a teacher with a big heart here who is having a lot of success, and that is Arlene Morris. Arlene Morris, please unmute yourself, and we want to hear from you how you did it.
You hear me now?
Yes, I do. I do. Okay. Arlene, it was awesome to be with you just weeks ago in Southern California,
and
with
time.
You again.
Okay, so, thanks.
What's your occupation? I kind of gave that away. And where do you live? Please introduce yourself.
Okay, Arlene Morris. I live in Corona, California, which for those of you who are farther away, it's about a half hour from Disneyland. For the last 30 years, I have been I've owned and administrated a school for homeschoolers, and it's a support school for the parents, and then the parents teach their own children at home. So I'm a teacher of parents. Plus, I taught my own daughter for all the way from K to 12 as well.
That seems a lot harder, teaching parents. Wow. God bless you.
Yeah.
So how has NeoLife impacted you and your family?
Well, my husband used to be on 11 prescription medications, and he is on zero. That's a pretty big plus right there. He uses nutrition now instead of medication to keep his body healthy. And he's out right now. He just left for probably a 8-mile walk, 6 miles at least.
Wow.
So obviously doing well, healthy, and all of that kind of thing. Me, I no longer have much in the way of hot flashes. Taken about 95% of my hot flashes away. And those are really disgusting things to have. So that's been great. And then it's also changed my outlook on what I want to do and learn myself and teach others. And so I'm doing a course in some health and nutrition and those kinds of things so that I can be more effective in answering people's questions about health.
Wow, that's awesome that you've made that this has become a passion of yours. And what are your favorite products?
Well, I got to start with the Trianin for me.
Yes.
And then I'd say for my husband, he's real big on lipotropic salmon oil and carotenoid.
All right. And which health pack? Yep. I should ask that first. Which health pack do you guys build upon? What's your base health pack?
We both use shakes, and I use ProVitality. He uses the Formula 4 because he uses so many of the other products that are all in there. So
breakfast pack is your foundation.
So breakfast pack would be my foundation, yes.
Awesome. Cool. So, yeah, and I'm like you. I stack a whole bunch of other stuff on top. I'm like your husband.
Oh, yeah. Got a big old box
there.
Of stuff.
It's a good place to begin, though. Yes.
Yeah, right.
So now, why are you building a NeoLife business? Why are you excited about it?
Well, why am I building it? Because it landed in my lap. It just sort of happened. I call it organically as I started using more products and inviting people to meetings. It just sort of grew, and it became a business without my setting out to do that. But once it started on the track, then I sort of picked up and have been promoting since then.
That's neat. And what do you attribute your best month ever to? And again, seriously, an incredible month. I don't want to just mention it lightly, but great job. It's fun watching your team continue to expand and grow, and to see a Toe and Patty Green and your team do their first month of Sapphire, building another world team underneath you. And Mandana, they were at the meeting the other night. So exciting. And PV jumped significantly, which, you know, for those who are brand new, when your PV jumps, that means more people's lives have just been impacted and changed. So what do you attribute such a great month to?
I attribute it to two things. Number one is my team, because, as you said, Patty and Toe had first month Sapphire, and that was based on one of our team members under them, Carol Van Hill, having her best month ever in becoming a director. And it was so exciting. On Saturday, we were in Commerce, and she got her director pin put on her by Jerry Brassfield.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was number one as a team, and number two would, of course, be the kickoff of the skincare, because number of us, you know, got our own packs for ourselves and got some packs that we could use for demonstrating. Say if we don't use the combination oily, we needed to have one for demonstrating to other people. And I've had five spa hours with people. Now, these have all so far been people who are within my team, teaching them about the new product so that then they can go out and get it and and promote it as well. And then I'm trying to get some other gals coming over who are new to Neolife. But
that's so great.
Purchase of that for ourselves and our team members purchasing for themselves, of course, is what brought the TV up.
Yeah. And have you ever seen a meeting that's easier or an event that's easier and simpler to do, in fact, that a brand new person could do from day one as we witnessed at Rally these fall hours?
No. I've been using the PowerPoint, not the one with the video, but just the PowerPoint, and then pulling out some of the slides and that I don't need to focus on as much, and some of those. We talk through those things rather than having it all on a PowerPoint. But it's there. If you want to say nothing, you don't have to say, really anything at all if you use the tools that have been given to us. But I want to make a little more interaction, so I pulled things out. And pretty soon I'm going to pull out a few more things and make a few more live, more interaction that way too. But yeah, it's all there. It's great.
Yeah. And there's a teacher, y'all. You know, for our audience, a teacher, of course, teacher likes to adapt it and turn it into more interactive yourself. But for those who are brand new, it's true. As she said, that's right. There's two presentations, one with the videos and one without. So that whatever your personality or preference is, and sometimes for me, I don't want to do a thing, and other times, maybe I don't have speakers and all, so I love that and go either way. I'm like you. I can go either way with it. Love it. Okay, well, next question is, what are some of the things that you're doing daily that's leading to your success, some daily habits?
Well, my number one is the number one on the list, use the products.
Yes.
And of course, if I don't do that, what's the point? And then haven't been sharing as much recently as I have. I've got some goals for this week even to be sharing some more. I've been kind of taking a lull and catching up on organizing some things. And so now I'm back into sharing the products a little bit more widely with among people that are not already in Neolife. So.
So you're constantly challenging yourself to reach beyond.
But the other things I've been doing is I've been doing some listening to some other training books as far as leadership and organization and getting myself organized so that I can follow up better and know where I'm at and all that kind of thing. So I feel like it's prep for making some big strides here.
Yeah, so you're getting ready to go to the next level. That's awesome. Well, I'm pretty confident that the first things you just mentioned, if you weren't doing that, you wouldn't be where you're at. Right out of the gate, you're a leader with World Team, developing World Team underneath you, and so there is that phase. We'll talk about that even at Leadership School of reorganizing, taking in the business to the next stage, but being around you, you've done a lot of using and sharing, and I want to thank you for that. And I guess the next question is, as we begin to wrap it up, so we have a whole panel here, but can you share a inspiring success story, maybe just quickly, that's developing within your team? And I know you shared one already. Maybe it connects with that or another story of somebody who's
Well, I'll share the one of the gentleman that you saw at the 365-day tour, one of my downline, a personal friend of my husband's and ours and mine is his name is Terry, and he found out just almost exactly a year ago that he had bladder cancer, and the kind of bladder cancer he has only about a 5% success rate with chemo and radiation and the traditional treatments. He didn't particularly want those anyway, and as long as they were only going to have a 5% possibility of increasing his lifespan, he chose alternative treatments, or as he calls it, functional medicine. And they do a lot of things with different treatments and nutrition. And everything that had to do with nutrition, pretty much he switched it over to Neolife products. Of course, as soon as he got his diagnosis, he came to me and we started him immediately on PhytoDefense right away and a couple of other things. But he was taking basic products, but he course, boosted that phytodefense right away. And so he had a start right away when he went in for treatment to that his body was already working with nutrition and working toward seeing what he could do for the cancer. But over the last year, he's had huge infusions of vitamin C, and he can't do that much through Neolife, but most of the other supplements that they recommended, he's transferred them over to Neolife products. And he is now, his cancer numbers are going down every time he has them checked. He was maybe 5-6 months ago, they were not finding it in his blood. And then they were all these other good markers were coming through. So he's got it, still has a small cancer count, but it's reducing every single time. And that's been highly attributable to all of the Neolife products working with some other functional medicine type things. And I'm not talking about medicines, I'm talking about things he's done, like he does spa treatments and things like that, hot spa. So no chemo, no radiation, and his life expectancy had been given to him anywhere up to a year and a half, and now he's lost a lot of weight, used the shakes and things like that, and just changed his diet a lot, and a lot of his dietary changes are the same kinds of things we're talking about all the time through Neolife.
Yep.
So,
wow, that's amazing.
He's got fantastic story.
Thank you for sharing that. And finally, just a real quick answer to this one, because I know there's so much to say on this. Finally, how do you see the future?
Oh, I see it as bright. I just need to get my act in gear here and keep on keeping on.
That's awesome. Thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you,
Arlene. Thanks
for
joining us this morning. Yes.
Thank you for having
folks,
me.
It was amazing to hear that story and so many others. I told somebody yesterday, if you were on the tour with us for 1 week, let me tell you something, you'd be taking a whole, you'd love the breakfast pack, you'd be in love with it and more convinced than ever that everyone needs it. But you'd, on top of that, you'd start stacking stuff because you'd see what I see. It's amazing. So amazing. Anyway, we're going to next go to, we're going to move to Wayne and Leslie Hansen all the way up in Oregon. And one of them are joining us this morning. Didn't hear who. Who do we have the privilege of having with us? Is it Wayne or Leslie?
Yes. Good morning, Josh. It's Wayne. How are you?
Good morning, Wayne. I'm good. Thanks for joining us. Great to have you with us. And congrats on your best month. Amazing. Tell us, if you would, a little bit. I know you had a big team down at Raleigh. Came all the way, quite a little trek for you guys up there. In fact, right by the border of Washington. But tell everyone, what is your former occupation and how has Neolife impacted you and your family's health?
Wow. Well, you know, I used to paint cars as a profession. Too, I ran some of the paint shops in Eugene, Oregon, had people working for me. Leslie got started with Neolife. I saw the difference that it made in her health, and I came on board with her 9 months later, quit a job. People were amazed that I quit a job that had, it was a good income. And anyway, that was 40 years ago.
So, wow,
yes,
40 years ago.
We live in Vinita, Oregon, which is near Eugene. And Leslie has her bachelor's degree in chemistry and, you know, was a high school teacher for a short time till we started raising our family.
Wow. And how has, let me ask you this. What are your favorite, what's your favorite health pack?
Oh, we like the Pro Vitality, you know, that and the shake. And we sell a lot of that. The Tre-N-N, of course, the nutritional foundation, the cellular nutrition is, of course, important. Because everything builds on that, the Tre-N-N. So, of course, we like that. It makes your body use the nutrients from your food better, as well as that from the other supplements. So that's the foundation.
Wow. Tre-N-N is the product, key, huh?
Yep, the product our company started with, like Formula 4.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I hope everybody jotted that down. They're going to be able to say, I was just on a conference call, and a guy, Wayne Hansen, you went from, was a body is that a good way of saying it? A body mechanic? I mean, you did everything from repairing the outside of cars and painting them and you name it?
Yep, the body men, do the body work, and I headed up the paint department, so the painting. You know, I used to do show cars. I was good at it, you know.
Wow.
If I want to do the best,
now you're,
whatever I decide to do.
You went from making cars looking to looking good to helping people be their best. That's awesome.
That's
why
right.
did you? Why are you excited about building your Neolife business?
Well, I'm excited because I see the potential in it for helping people. There's such a need out there, you know. And if you don't talk to people, it's like already having a no answer, you know. And so decided, like Earl Pearson used to say, the three most important things he would tell us, and I know about your formula, Josh, and I agree with that, but Earl would say, see the people, and see the people. Those are three most important
I love
things.
It.
You know, and of course, his business showed that that was effective for him. We're excited because we're out there talking with more people all the time. We're getting a little better at opening up conversations that lead to sharing Neolife and becoming more effective in approaching people and being more bold about it because we know the difference it's made in our lives and so many of our distributors' lives. And why not share it with people? The need is there. You're doing them a favor. You're blessing their lives.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Wayne. There's going to be two families on this call that have first and second generations that are just kicking tail. I mean, amazing.
Yes.
What does it feel like to get to work with, I mean, you have a daughter and son-in-law who's also on the exclusive world team and was with you in Hawaii this past year and will be joining you in Los Cabos this fall. And what does that feel like? Could you just sum that up? And
well, it's really fun, you know, to know that, well, like Tony and Gina, you know, Gina grew up with the product. She knows the benefits of it. And she saw a vision of that in her life and how she could help others with it like she's seen us help others. And also the financial part of it. You know, she had a goal to build onto their house. Well, let's raise some money. How's a good way to do this? Well, why not kill two birds with one stone, as they say? Help people at the same time you're helping yourself. You know, and Tony and Gina have been inspiring to us in watching them grow. It's inspired us to grow. You know, it's like we're trying to do to our team now, build a fire under the people who want to dance. You dance with those who want to dance. If they are interested in it, you build a fire under them and help them to grow and be encouraged by what they see. And
awesome.
It's just wonderful to work with family that way. And I think we've got some other family members coming on board here, too, pretty soon. They're working
I see that.
That.
That's exciting. Well, let
That's
me ask
fun.
You this. Moving along here, what do you attribute your best month to?
Well, Josh, first of all, I'd like to say, and I think that I can speak for more than just myself, but all of the distributors out there, I would like to say that you have been an inspiration to us, an example of leadership. Your dedication and taking care of the Neolife family and going all out, we see you working hard, and you are making a difference in our lives. And I just want to say for myself, my family, and all the distributors listening out there, thank you so much. You have made a difference in our life and in our team and how we're growing, and we appreciate you and the other people at the head of our company. That's where I'd like to begin.
Thank you. Thank you, Wayne.
And
very kind of you. It's a privilege.
Yeah, I see that. I say that very sincerely. And I think that, you know, for years, well, being with this 40 years, the model for business has changed with the Neolife Club. And it's taken us a while to come on board and make that transition to switch from the old model to the new one. You know, and we still carry an inventory because some people insist on getting their products from us yet. You know, they say, well, we want to see you. We want to, that's our opportunity to have a visit with you. You know, so it's taken us a while to come on board with the Neolife Club, but we're in there now. And when we go on appointments, we don't take full cans of the product with us anymore. We take the product out of our cupboard so they don't know that we have inventory. Okay. And then we get them going on the NeoLife Club because that's the model, the new model for business. So I think that these tools that the company has available for us is making a big difference. Also, Leslie being part of the success team and being made accountable for doing business, I think that that's been very helpful too. And yes, I've been helping with that some as well.
Thank you. Well, thank you for all that you guys are doing. And I know I'm inspired every Monday when I jump on these success team calls. And you guys are leading. You're always in the top five of success tracker points, measuring, as you said, what Earl Pearson would say, see the people, see the people, see the people. I love it.
Yep.
I love it. That is what this is about.
There. Yep, get out there and get involved. You know?
Yeah,
that's
make
where
friends.
The, the people are. Yep.
Yes. Yes,
absolutely.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, well, as we begin to
like
wrap this thing, yeah.
I'd like to also add that, you know, by the grace of God, these things happen. And, you know, we have put our business up in prayer more often than we used to because we know the importance of that, you know. And I think, you know, God blesses us for acknowledging him in our business. And I would just like to say that as well.
Appreciate you sharing that. Well, he's definitely, your hard work is paying off, and he is certainly blessing it. Thank you.
Yes, amen.
That's awesome. Okay, and finally, as we wrap this interview up, can you just, maybe you could quickly touch on two things. How important are the upcoming convention? I know you shared at the rally on that and spoke on the call the other day, but I don't want anybody to miss out on the convention. Maybe you can just sum that up. I know it was pretty tight the other day, but just maybe just in a few sentences and how you see the future as we head into
Going to convention is super important. Just rubbing shoulders with enthusiastic, excited people about their business, and no matter what team they're in, they are just anxious to share with you and help you in any way they can. And I think that that's really important. Learning new products, listening to the Scientific Advisory Board members, you just get a better feel of the quality of the people, the quality of the company, the quality of the products. And, you know, that means a lot. And the future I see is, it's all up. You know?
Awesome. Yes.
I see it as I get a vision of just growing more and more and more. You know, the sky is the limit.
Yep.
And I'm excited about that.
Me too. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us, Wayne.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thanks for you and your team helping lead the way. What a story. 40 years and your business growing faster than ever. And the next generation joining with you guys. Exciting. Well, man, so many more things I want to ask you based on your 40 years of experience, but we'll continue moving on with this fast-moving panel. Thanks so much, Wayne.
You're welcome,
all right,
Josh.
Now
thank
we're
going
to move to Doug and Sandra Friesen. Sandra, are you with us? And Sandra is unmuting herself. She had, again, like everyone here, world team, best month ever, and she has a team that is literally exploding underneath her, and I am excited for her to come on and join us. Sandra, are you there at star one to unmute yourself? No. By the way, she told me, she gave me a heads up that she may or may not be able to join us this morning based on signal. So I told her if it's not clear, we'll move on. And I think that this is an indication she's not going to be able to be with us. So, all right, we're gonna go ahead and move on. But I do want I want to say something about their team. So many things you could say about this organization, which is also within the Bob and Glenda Drake organization, within Louis Smith's organization, both Jim and Arlene, and the Louis and Laverne Smith organization. But Doug and Sandra underneath the Drakes been with that whole team a lot the last 2 weeks. Been very exciting, very encouraging to me to see the impact. As I said earlier, if you were with me for just not even a week, a couple of days, you'd be just wow hearing the stories. But, and it would just drive you, as it's driving me, to go further, go faster, touch more people's lives. while we hold the solution that they're looking for, whether they know it or not. But it was really cool to be up in Big Bear with some of Doug and Sandra Friesen's team, working with Linda Burr and a whole bunch of her team. Linda Burr, also another world team under Doug and Sandra Friesen, had their best month ever. There was one lady who was our 90-day challenge winner, Barbara Mosley, off 18 medications. She herself was a nurse, but she was so sick, she was on disability herself. And I tell you what, you spend a few minutes with Barbara. She has an amazing heart, incredible story. I got a picture of her holding up her 18 meds. And what's really exciting is now she's so excited about being on the wellness side and going out there and paying it forward and touching lives, and she already is doing incredible. It's exciting to see Sydney, who I met several years ago, stepped up and became a director. One of the first events got to do when I came on board, and her team growing. And then Richard and Emily Johnston. So much to say, doubled their volume in 1 month. Crazy. But great things going on. We'll hear from them and so many others who had best months in the future and future calls. Okay, we're going to move on now to Katie and Elisha Votberg. Katie and Elisha Votberg really represent the new generation that's coming on board in their early 20s. And again, just exploding. And I have a few more things to say to put that in perspective, but I want to make sure. Elisha, do we have you with us?
I'm here, Josh.
Awesome. Well, Elisha, thank you for joining us. And by the way, a best month with over 20, or closer to 25,000 PB. You know what's amazing is it wasn't so long ago that you guys were under 10, and even last year had a month with 3,000 points. So to have over 23,000, that says a lot about the hard work you guys are doing, the amazing team. You've got two members of your team that are going to be at Leadership School. So I know you guys were there just, I believe, last year. And boy, I can't wait to hear from you guys, the things you're doing and how you're supporting your team and the vision you guys have, because it's clearly evident in the results. So I'm going to turn to first question. What's your occupation? Where do you live? Let's begin there.
Sure. So Katie and I live in Bend, Oregon with our one-year-old son, Leon. For about the last 2 years, I was doing real estate here in Bend, but I've recently stepped away from that. And right now I'm filling my time with doing music lessons, both in person and online, as well as building our Neolife business.
Well, you got some awesomely creative videos about your music business. So every now and then Chelsea's like, did you see this? You guys are very talented and gifted. Okay, well, how has Neolife impacted yours and Katie's life?
Yeah, I don't even know where to start with that. I think that Katie, actually, I think should be the one to speak to this, because she's had a pretty radical health transformation with Neolife that I think is a powerful testimony. So I'll let Katie speak to that.
Yep.
Well, Josh, Neolife has had a big impact on my health, obviously. And when I was 19, I lost half my hair due to adrenal fatigue. I didn't know what it was at the time, though. And so it took a lot of going to doctors and trying a lot of different supplements before I finally took my mom's advice and looked into Neolife, which my family, I'm a second generation old Neolifer, and my mom had taken Neolife for about 16 years prior to me really getting on the supplement. So at that stage, I got on the breakfast pack, and within 2 weeks, my hair loss stopped, and within 3 months, I had new growth all around my head, and I didn't have to take naps anymore, and my energy came back. So that was just a massive impact for me personally, and it's definitely impacted Elisha and I as well. I mean, I even think of just this week, you know, just staying consistent on the products, and every single family at our church right now, we have go to a small church, and there's about 13 families. They're all sick. And we're the only ones that aren't sick. So it's just a big blessing in day in and day out life as well.
Wow. And, you know, what is your favorite health pack, Katie?
Well, definitely the breakfast pack, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a great combination. And I find that sometimes you can stack so many products on for different people, but for almost every health situation, the breakfast pack is a great place to start.
So true. In fact, I like to ask people, and I say this in all seriousness, But I also have some, I love to have a little fun and humor as well at the same time. But I'll ask everybody to check. I said, you want to know how many people need the breakfast pack? And everybody will nod. And I'm beginning now to do this right as I go start to explain it. And I'll say, all right, check your pulse. And everybody goes along with check their pulse. I said, all right, if you don't have one, call 911. And if you do, you need this health pack I'm about to tell you about. And it is. You're right. It's so true. Everyone needs it. Okay, so why are you guys excited about building your Neolife business? I mean, it's clearly growing. It's clearly exploding. But why are you guys excited about this? Where does the drive come from?
I think most of my excitement at this point comes from having just an awesome team. I mean, that is really the primary reason that Katie and I were able to have the biggest month that we've ever had. And just the reason that our business is at where it's at today is because of the phenomenal people we have in our team. And that gets me so excited for the future because I love being with my team. I love working with my team. I love, you know, my team inspiring me and encouraging me and hopefully vice versa. And so I think being able to do life with people that I enjoy being with, you know, and whether we have a like-minded mission and a like-minded vision on why we're doing what we're doing, gets me so excited, and it has me so excited to get out of bed each and every day.
Wow, that's, I know what you mean. And what do you attribute your best month ever to?
Yeah, well, you know, I just briefly mentioned this, but I would attribute it primarily to our team. You know, we've got people that are just really being bold and sharing the product. They're having their lives impacted by the product. And in addition to that, I think, you know, Neolife's, you know, coming out with the line of skincare has really been encouraging to me, not only because it increased, you know, people's order volume and their PV, but it reminded me of how much people trust Neolife, because these are people that have been maybe taking the whole food supplements for many years, but all it took was Neolife just mentioning that they've got a skincare and they were willing to place an order just like that. And sure, you know, the science is just as deep with this skincare maybe as it is with Pro Vitality and all of the products that Neolife, you know, puts their stamp of approval on. But I was reminded that that's how people perceive Neolife. If they're a current customer, they say, oh, if Neolife's doing it, then it's a quality product, and so therefore I want it. And so that was really encouraging.
Absolutely, and you guys definitely moved a lot of skincare. And Katie, let me ask you, I love hearing Elisha as a guy's perspective, that you're obviously excited about it like I am. And you know, I can't say I've been a skincare person in the past, but I love this one. I sincerely love this. Katie, I'm curious about your perspective on the skincare. Are you liking it or loving it?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I know. Loving it. It's one of those things. We live up in Central Oregon, and it's high desert. It's so dry up here. And I actually was just looking into skincare from some other companies because I realized I needed it. And it was so cool to find out that Neolife launched their own skincare line. And just, I don't know, it's so moisturizing. It feels so good, and it's so easy to invite to spa parties. Because people that I've reached out to in the past for supplements that have just been like, no, no, no. I say, hey, I'm having a spa party. And they're like, send me an invite. So it's a really fun new angle to approach people with Neolife with.
Wow, that's cool. I agree. And finally, what are some daily habits that's leading to your success? Y'all talked about the team. You've talked about, you know, the skincare and how, you know, seeing the impact that's having in your business. But what are, even leading up to this moment, what are some daily habits that you guys have been striving to and doing, not only striving for, but actually, you know, implementing that's helped lead to this day? Could you touch on those quickly?
Absolutely. And I would say that those are really the three daily success habits that are addressed in the success tracker. And that's taking the product, sharing the product, and, you know, developing ourselves as people. And I love that Katie and I have each other as accountability within each one of those three daily success habits, because we both, I mean, even, you know, just this morning, we've got this rule where we work our Neolife success tracker, whether that's, you know, five invites, five follow-ups, and, you know, and maybe five something else, before we even turn our phones, before we get on our computers and start the rest of the day. And so I think being able to hold each other accountable and do that has really compounded over the last year. And it doesn't have to be a lot of time. You know, I think Katie and I both will probably put in less than an hour each, you know, per day. So some days it's more, but yeah, I'd say each morning we're putting in less than an hour, but over time that really compounds on itself.
Well, and I love your point there. Yes, some days it's more, but having that consistent, I think you just gave a big key to us. That's why I, thanks for allowing me to pause here. But that is a, that is quite, I remember you sharing this last year, and I've heard many people talk about what you guys talk about, your power hour. And that, yes, there's days that could be more, certainly. But the key is consistently at least an hour, or, you know, right at about that, as you said. And doing it before you get on your laptop, it's amazing what happens once you get on your computer. People eat up so much time. It used to be several hours of TV a day. Now it's several hours on the laptop, and you think, well, it's my work laptop. Well, not always.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
That's good. Okay. And then can you share an inspiring success story developing within your team? Maybe, and I know that could go on. That could be a long answer, but a quick one maybe.
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, Jeff and Julie Stevens, I think, have been on this call a couple different times, and they're great friends of ours. They live in California, and they have been a huge inspiration to me because they are, you know, they've got, is it five children now? They've got, they just had their fifth, you know, child right around convention this last year. They're in the middle of building their brand new home. Jeff has his own business that he's running that takes up a lot of his time. Julie, the full-time mom, taking care of her children and being an awesome mom. And yet they have not, you know, let one excuse proceed out of their mouth on why they don't have enough time to build a business or why this isn't the right time for them. And so that there's, and as a result of that, they've grown to become, you know, a world team member. And so that is just every time I think I have an excuse or I have a reason to complain or say that now's not the right time, I think of Jeff and Julie, and I'm so, I mean, honored and blessed that they're in, they're a part of our team. So I'm not even looking off to this person way off, you know, that I don't know. These are people that we know personally and that we've seen grow. So they're a huge inspiration to me. And then in addition to that, you know, my sister-in-law, Katie's sister, Kelsey, she's a young girl. She's 20 years old. And she has, once again, just a busy life. She's traveling around with her family, really across the world. And she's never in one place, it seems like, for more than a couple of weeks. And yet she's determined to stick with building a Neolife business. And as a result, she's seen slow and steady growth. And so her steadfastness in the midst of, you know, kind of a not very structured and hectic life and as a single person is really inspiring to me.
Yes. And Katie, let me as we wrap this thing up, let me ask you, what would you say? I love that point Elijah just made about Kelsey. You know, 20 years old, all over the place, you know, traveling all over, and yet still fitting this into her lifestyle. What would you say to somebody who is a Katie, you know, like yourself, before you got married and thinking about starting this business? What would you say to them? And you think about, I know when you all joined forces together, you know, you got to world team and now you're going on free trips around the world, but it began for you as a single lady. What would you say to those who are thinking about starting a business and maybe they're 18, 19? Is it worth getting started?
Oh my goodness. Yes, it is so worth getting started. And I remember you telling me this, Josh, when I first started, you were like, hey, wouldn't it be cool to go into marriage with some kind of a business or some kind of passive income? And, you know, it has been so cool to just having started that process before Elisha and I got married has been such a blessing because in Neolife, it takes a lot of startup energy. And just being able to, while you are single and you do have that time to put in, even like a little bit of time on the side, I did not do a lot in Neolife, but at the same time, it was fun to have, you know, $400 a month of just fun money coming in that I was able to have from wherever. And so it was a great part-time income for me. And then by the time Elisha and I got married, I'd laid the foundation for us to really grow and to really capitalize on that. And it gave Elisha confidence starting right off the bat that this was a positive thing. So, yeah, I don't know it's an amazing place to put your time as a single person, because it's like it's investing in your future, for sure.
Yes, awesome. And finally, how do you guys see your future, Katie and Elisha? Last question. Where's this thing going?
Oh man, you know what? We're just really excited about the growth of our team, and hopefully just connecting more and more with them in person, and just seeing that growth. Elisha and I are developing so much as leaders and just as people and leading ourselves, and wanting to grow into that role of leading others. And I really see that growing over the next few years for sure. New Life's just an amazing vehicle for passive income, and I don't know, it's just a great springboard for anything else we want to do in our lives, because it's developing us as people and it's giving us the income to be able to pursue what we're passionate about, and it's giving us the health to be able to sustain very full lives. So it is a complete package, and we are so blessed to have it in our life.
Katie and Elisha, thank you so much for joining us and being with us, and thank you for boldly leading the next generation. And I know that you may not pat yourself on the back and proclaim yourself as that, but you are. I love seeing you and other young 20-year-olds, 20-something-year-olds, jumping into this business and building a future. And thank you for leading the next generation. I appreciate y'all's example. Okay, next. Thank you. Next, we're going to go to, and finally, we're going to go to Chad Johnson, the proud parent of Katie Johnson. And Chad, are you with us? Are you with us?
I sure am, Josh.
Awesome. Chad, man, I know that your heart must be full. Just, you know, I appreciate you wrapping this thing up for us, but I wanted to have you follow your daughter. And it might be an emotional moment for you, but I'll let you gain composure if you need to.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Josh.
And then, Chad, hold one second, though. If I'm going to ask everyone, if you're not speaking, please hit star one again. Not everyone, but if you just spoke, hit star one to mute yourself again. But go ahead, Chad.
Well, yeah, Josh, what a treat to hear Katie and Elisha, you know, and share a bit of their story. They have been just unbelievably impressive to Janice and I, and really to our team, just their consistency. And you know, I know so many times, having seen the backside of it, how many times it was hard, or how many times they wanted to quit early on, or is this worth it, or should we, you know, go on, because there are obstacles. It is slow at first. And just to hear their story today, you know, after a year and a half or whatever it has been, to see the transformation that's happened in them and the vehicle it's been in helping develop them more fully into the people God wants them to be, yeah, it's overwhelming. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
Well, so what is, Chad, let's begin with, what is your occupation, and where do you live?
Well, Josh, I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business owner, and I'm in the training and packaging space, and I get to coach business owners as well. But I'm also a really proud Neolife promoter is what I am. And we live in Bend, Oregon, my wife and I, Janice, and with our 10 children now. Katie's married now with her husband, Elisha, but we live there in Bend, Oregon.
So when you're not gallivanting around the world, when you're not out and coaching millionaires, you might be found in Bend, Oregon. By the way, don't go looking for them there, because they may not be there, right?
Well, we're doing a little travel this year, and super excited about, you know, keeping our priorities in line as we try to travel as a family. So yeah, it's been good.
Now, Chad, before we get to the business real quick, what is your favorite health pack?
My favorite health pack is the breakfast pack. And for the reasons that people stated so well, I mean, it has those four key elements, five total, including the shake. But that train-in, foundational to every single thing that we do at Neolife, in my opinion, it's the starting point. The Carotenoid Complex is probably my personal favorite product on the planet. I just feel like it gives us an unfair advantage. I used to be a weak, weak immunity guy, and I now feel bulletproof, and I give God the credit for making us fearfully and wonderfully made, and when we fill our bodies with the right stuff, and Carotenoid Complex for some reason is the right stuff for me and so many others. But yeah, and then the Salmonella Plus, again, those three elements of and the vitamin mix there of the Pro Vitality are just unbelievable. And of course, I do stack on as well. But that is my foundation.
So how is NeoLife impacting your family? And you know, why, I guess as part of that, why are you building the business?
You know what?
If I could add one other thing, and also when I add that, why do you build the business? Because I know you're very humble about this, but for our listeners, you've been very successful in multiple businesses. Made millions and you also coach millionaires and all. And so as part of that answer, I just want to get that as a backdrop to you answering that question.
Well, Josh, the reason I'm so passionate about NeoLife is it changed my life, and I needed my life to be changed. 17 years ago, I was incredibly resistant to these products. When Alan Blaine, through my brother Dwight, shared these with Janice, and Janice is the one that did the research initially, came to me and says, Chad, I think you should be taking these. And I had health struggles. I really had health struggles early on in my life, and I was tired of it. And so seeing my own personal transformation, I've always wanted to live life and life more abundantly, as Scripture said, and that includes great energy and vitality to do everything you do heartily is unto the Lord with all your, you know, energy. And I wasn't feeling like I could play at that place. So over 17 years as a customer, just buying this on my own and as a family, it was a vital part of my life. So when you came on board, Josh, and Kendra, and the changes started being made around, hey, let's make US a priority. Let's start a story that we can share with people in a more understandable way. I was watching from the sidelines, Josh, as you know, for so long, and I watched you get with Alan, and I watched you get with others and start to lay this foundation that started me really believing that, hey, not only is the science, which I've always trusted and respected, not only is that secure and stable, but you know what, this business is actually going to be something that we'll build now and can really make a difference from a business standpoint. The reason I got drawn into this business was my wife, Janice. She's far more wise and discerning than I am in so many ways. She sees things that I don't see. She's a gift from God to me. And then my daughter, Katie, and her husband, Elisha, they started building underneath me and started doing some things. And, you know, I was having conversations with Alan and you, Josh, and for a while I went to several events to support Katie and Elisha and to support Janice because she thought I should be there. And yet, as I was observing what was going on, I said, you know what, this business has some things that, again, all the other businesses that I've been around involved in don't. First of all, the direct impact on personal transformation. To be in a personal transformation business, to see people go from, hey, I mean, we heard today on the call, 18 prescription medications to zero, 11 prescription meds to zero, to see people go from not having their female hormone cycles to having them, to having, you know, long-term chronic diseases, to go, and I know we don't prevent, we don't cure, we don't treat, we don't do any of that, but guess what? God made us so fearfully, and I have just seen when NeoLife products are brought into the mix and consistently applied and taken to people's lives, transformation happens. And I sit there and go, when transformation happens, people become customers for life. And a customer for life is a good business because they order over and over again because they believe in the product and they want it. And I look at myself, I said, man, Dwight and Alan and Josh and corporate NeoLife never called me to order for 17 years. They never called me and pestered me, hey, you should be ordering. You need to order. There was no auto ship. But we ordered because we wanted it. We wanted it because we know our bodies, you know, we're benefiting so greatly from it and would not go without it. So when I put those pieces together in my mind, I said, my word, what an incredible opportunity to transform people's lives, to build a business that truly is about also developing leaders. You know, I'm so cognizant of the fact that the last 6 months, you know, I'm seeing so much personal growth in the people that are on our team. I'm so in awe of their courage, of their taking risk, of their stepping outside of their comfort zones. And I can give you story after story of people I just sit there and go, I'm amazed by. I've seen them write new chapters in their life. And maybe they haven't built the biggest business yet. Maybe they haven't, you know, even hit director yet. But they're on a journey of personal transformation. They're joining Toastmasters. They're taking risks. They're building social media platforms. They're learning to communicate in better ways. They're learning to lead. They're reading books they never read before. They're listening. And they're rewriting their mind. And I just go, this is a business I'm going to be a part of in helping people do that. And then the third thing is passive residual income. people talk a lot about it. But I am constantly aware of, in a business environment, how challenging it is to find income that is recurring without huge staffs, without, you know, large facilities, capital investments, a lot of complexities, you know, with team and accounting departments and IT and you know, operations and all the things that go on in a business. This is an unbelievable gift to those of us who see it for what it is and are willing to patiently build a business. So, yeah, Josh, I saw it, and I said, you know what, enough of me sitting on the sidelines. It's time for me to go out and try, and it scared me to death because I've never built this type of business, and I knew I was going to have to learn a lot, and I'm learning every day, but it's a really, really grand adventure.
Well, what do you attribute, and congrats to you on having your organization having your best month ever, and what do you attribute your best month ever to, and I guess part B to that question, what are some of the things that you're doing daily, which is really part of the same question, one and the same question, that you're doing daily that's leading to this, that's led to this, up to this incredible month?
Well, first, Josh, the thing that is making us fly is team. And if people keep saying that, but you can't build this business without team. You are nothing without your team. And I'm finding it so, so apparent that, you know, this month, first-time directors, Kevin and Carrie Dick, you know, jumped in, saw the potential in what can happen with the skincare, started doing spa parties, started, you know, investing in that part of their business, hit first-time director, and I'm convinced they're on their way and are going to fly and fly and fly. You just heard from Katie and Elisha. I happen to lead a success team that they are on, and I get to watch week in and week out, Josh, without fail, the consistency of action in income-producing activity. The IPA, that center part of our tracker, they are so consistent. I see Jeff and Julie. I see, and I can name so many others on our team, and I'm at risk of, you know, leaving a ton of people out. But I'm telling you, our team is doing the work consistently, and they are seeing results. They're seeing it here. They're seeing it there. But the consistency of team and our team effort is what is really driving that biggest month ever. There's no way I can pinpoint, you know, oh, it was me. No way, shape, or form. It was a team,
Chad,
and it's continuing to be team. Yeah, Janice, please.
Can I say something also?
Of course.
It's your consistency. He's been putting on live webinars every week. So he always has an event that he's inviting to, and that consistency has really been a big part.
Mm. Well, you know what, Josh, that ties into the daily part, and thank you, Janice, you're right.
Yeah.
I play the tracker game like everyone else, Josh, we talk a lot about two-page business plan, the commit to success formula, that tracker, and then be on a success team, and I still think that's a three-punch formula for progress in this business or for growth in this business, but I am committed to doing the work of that tracker and I'm hyper-focused on income-producing activity. I have so little time to develop, give to this business, but I want maximum return on my time, and that is where I spend my time. It's inviting, it's sharing, and it's following up. I've been doing a weekly, my weekly consistency 7 weeks in a row since January 1. I've been doing a weekly webinar. It's live. I invite people to it every single week. I find that people are excited about coming to something live that fits on their schedule. They come. Many of them don't show up, just like every other thing we invite people to. And I used to, the first couple, I was like, oh, no. But what I found is because they committed to watch it, when I follow up afterwards, and the key is in the follow-up. But when we follow up afterwards and say, hey, I saw you weren't able to get on the call because I was able to see they didn't get on the call. Would you like to watch it? Because I recorded it. And they all say yes. And then we have this great opportunity to bring them to, again, a new transformation, a beginning of a transformation in their health. So I am fanatically consistent as well with the things I'm committed to doing on my tracker and the activities in the IPA, the income producing. It is those 3 daily success habits. But, guys, yes, I'm a product of the product. That part I've been practicing for 17 years. So I feel like that's a part of my life. It's a habit. For some, if it's not a habit, that's got to be a habit. Second activity that we're doing is that income producing, it's just crazy critical. And that's to me, Josh, the way this you know, the whole thing's happening. That's the consistency.
Well, you know what, I think so many things that people are jotting down notes, but you said something that really hit home for me And I'm reading a book called, along with our success teams I'm leading, called The Entrepreneur Roller Coaster. And just this morning I highlighted, to lead, you only need to say, follow me, make your action your instruction. And you just said that. You said those two sheets of paper, the success tracker, you're focused on the income-producing activities, and you're actually doing it. And I think it inspires me, it encourages me, you know, like Chad's doing exactly what we're doing, you know, and that's always been a part of your life. I know if you've coached millionaires and all, you're not just teaching theory, you're actually doing the things that you teach. And so it sounds like that would be advice that you're giving all of us. Go out there and do it. Don't just tell your team to do it. Lead them.
Critical. It's critical, Josh. And it's interesting because go ahead. Keep going.
No, you go ahead. It's interesting what?
Well, I noticed 2 months into my kickoff back in September, October, I had a down month, and I realized that month that I was trying to manage and I was going to lead my team because I had some great leaders. And I realized that I stopped doing the work and started, quote-unquote, thinking I was going to coach or lead. And it's absolutely critical. And I'm realizing that for as long as I am building this business, I must be doing the very thing that I'm encouraging others to do, or I'm failing to lead. So thank you for that reminder.
Thank you. No, thank you. And how important, as we close this up, I'll go ahead and give you both questions, final questions. How important are events like convention coming up within just months away? And is there a sense of urgency, by the way, do you feel, to actually get on board with that now versus waiting till July? And how do you see the future?
Well, Josh, there's no doubt about it. You can't talk to anybody that's built a business in network marketing of any kind, and Neolife is no different, that won't reiterate the fact that these businesses are built around events. And I literally think they are the key to building your business. Yes, you need those daily income-producing activities, but if you do not go to events, if you don't take the time and invest the money, and here's the thing, it is always a sacrifice. I haven't had one event yet in any business I've ever been a part of where I said, I had extra money, I have extra time, I think I'll go to an event. Not once. It's always been a hassle. It's always been a disruption to everything else. It's always been an inconvenience. And so it's ironic. I hear people say, it's just not going to work this time because of this. And I go, you know what? Great. You know, you're choosing poorly, unfortunately, because you're staying on one side of your mouth, you want to build something, and then the other side of your mouth is saying excuses. And I mean it when I say this. I love the Louis comment and Alan Blaine on the leadership call of last week. You know, the only reason not to be an event is if, you know, someone died in your family and it really should be you. You know, of course, that's extreme, and it's really ironic that I say that, because the very only event I've missed so far with Neolife was because of my uncle's passing away, who was also my business partner, and his memorial service was on that exact day. But I sit there and say there was nothing short of that that was going to keep me from that. I was able to make it all the way back to the East Coast event because I knew some of my team were going to be there, and it was that vital for me to be there as well. And so, Josh, I bought my tickets for convention last July at the convention because I knew where I was going to be come July next year because, again, you don't build this business by wishing it. You don't build it by thinking, you know, warm, fuzzy thoughts. You build it by going. You build it by investing. And so, yeah, if someone says they want to build a business and they haven't signed up for, you know, convention, or they're not going to be at convention, I think you're fooling yourself. And I really mean that, because this business is simple in precept, but hard to build. And you need every advantage. And that is your greatest advantage, is get there, get the fuel, get the energy, get the belief, watch what other people are doing. The critical part, I think, is to sit there and see people walking across that stage that you sit there and you personally will identify with in such a powerful way. So yeah, critical to go. And then you asked another question that I totally forgot.
Jack, can I pause you before you go to the second? I was thinking about that you're saying it's critical that you go. And I was thinking about your team and the sacrifices your team's making to be at events. But you know what? I just thought about something, and not to open up a whole new hour here, but I would like to get a response from you on this. But I was thinking that, thinking about one of the parts of your story, so many parts of your story have inspired me through the years, but I was thinking about sacrifice that must be made first up front before the reward comes. And I thought about you and your family and the story you've told, shared with Chelsea and I in the past of moving into a travel trailer to manage expenses to invest in the future. And yes, people can say, well, Chad's made millions. Chad's coached millionaires. But, you know, I think back to paying the price to live the promise. And that's really, you and I are asking others to do that, but it's nothing you haven't done yourself. Can
yeah,
you,
for sure.
Can you touch on that as you give your final comments?
Yeah, Josh, I think many might have heard that story, but, you know, it's interesting because everybody wants, immediate success. Everybody wants, and it often takes 20 years sometimes or 10 years or 5 years to see a story unfold. And you're right, there's been so many points in our life where we were willing to take a step backwards to make a move forward. And I think we live in a culture that sometimes wants to have our cake and eat it too all at the same time, and not realizing that, you know, people that have a story or have gone down a road, they've often gone through some really challenging or difficult points. And that was one of our challenging periods, moving in for 2 years. You know, we had accumulated some bad business debt through an opportunity that didn't work out the way I'd wanted. And this was years, 17 years ago. But my wife and I, with six kids, moved into a 20 by 16 wall tent and a camp trailer and lived there for 2 years. And it was a way of, like you said, kind of biting the bullet, being hard on ourselves so life would be infinitely easier on us down the road. We had a big vision. We knew what we wanted down the road, and we were willing to do things a little different than everybody else. And I think in this business, if you're trying to keep up with your normal life, keep up with your normal friends, your normal activities, do everything else, and then just adding this on, it's not going to probably work. But if you have to cut out some other things, sacrifice, it's part of your story. It's part of building your dream. It's part of the thing you're going to share with someone else who's going to need to go through a hard time in their own life, because you've done it. You modeled it. You didn't keep it, everything wasn't sunshine and roses the whole entire way. You were willing to take a step into a difficult place because you knew it was going to launch you forward to a better place. And I think that's a big component of personal growth. It's a big component, of really building a dream. And Josh, you asked real quickly, what events, importance. There's a person on our team, a couple on our team, and I cannot wait till they stand on a stage someday and share their story. And I know their day is coming because they are consistent. They are continuing to build in the face of unsurmountable obstacles. And I could overwhelm you right now if I told you their story, but I know for a fact this individual sold furniture, sold home so they can make it to convention. And again, all at all odds. And these individuals have been at every single event. And I know the sacrifice they're making, but I see the difference it's also making in where they're going. And I know for a fact they're going to make it. And anyways, I can't say enough about that. Josh, I'm going to get out of your hair. My future perspective with NeoLife, I think NeoLife is just gaining traction every single quarter, every single month. The moves that NeoLife Corporate is making are making it a better and better world for us as entrepreneurs to build those ideal businesses, truly bring more transformation to more people than ever. I'll be real frank with you. I'm sitting here going, when I stood up at convention last year in July, hey, I'm going to be a diamond. I have no doubt I'm going to be a diamond. My perspective on how challenging this is to build this business has changed. I still believe in it more than I ever have before. And I'll tell you what, and I'm not quitting. I'm doubling down. I'm figuring it out. I'm going to not stop until I get there and get the people who want to go there with me. So I'm so grateful for the team, Josh, and I'm so grateful for you and Kendra and the leadership that we get from all of you guys in corporate, and can't wait to see what the next couple of years bring, because NeoLife is going to be a game changer for me and for so many others.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Janice. Appreciate you guys so much for being a part of this today.
Awesome. It's a pleasure.
All right, folks. Well, that's a wrap. A couple of quick reminders before you leave. We'll have a Getting Started training webinar from 1 to 3 Pacific Standard Time. Register at neolifeevents.com. And then if you heard Leaders Talk, our fastest growing, our world team members with their best month ever, you heard them speak. And by the way, quick point here, if you weren't on the call today and you had your best month ever, I want to say thank you so much to each and every one of you. And even if you didn't have your best month ever, I want to thank you just as much. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thanks for making January a record month for the books. And it's not about numbers. It's about changing lives. And that's what that represents. I thank each and every one of you for what you've done. And if January was not a best month, I know your best month is coming. Because you're on this call, you're investing yourself, you're investing in not only you, but by you being here, you're investing in others because you're a leader. Thank you for that. And so I know it's just a matter of time. We'll be celebrating your best month ever. And so some of the keys you heard is register for convention. Please take action. We're not about tickling our ears. We're not, you know that. We're not about just, brain teasers or exercises. We're about action. We're about changing lives. We're about ending the trend. We're about you, catching the wave to your best life now. And so I'm going to ask you, go to neolifeconvention.com right now. Don't put it off. And yes, you know who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to you, if you're saying, should I, then just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just jump. Just jump. You got plenty of time to figure it all out, to get your tickets and do all that, but get your ticket. That's the first thing. Lead your team by example. I love what Chad said. You know what? Build your story. The harder it is, the more challenging it is, the more inspiring it'll be to so many others. So just do it. And this is not said from a corporate hat. This is said from your friend. This is said from a fellow promoter, from experience. Just do it. Just do it. Go to neolifeevents.com. And we'll see you later on this afternoon, or your team, whoever you want to invite, that's a new promoter or a promoter ready to get back in the trenches, ready to get back out there and make lead their team, develop three. The idea is to know how to get the director, and furthermore, just as important, to know how to develop three directors this year in your organization. We'll see you later on. I'm going to unlock the lines, and we can all say goodbye from our cities and our towns.